The World After the Flood. After the flood, Noah planted a vineyard. In time, he drank some of the wine from his harvest and got drunk. He went into his tent and fell asleep on the floor without any clothes on. His youngest son saw his father lying there and went and told his brothers what he had seen. His brothers draped a coat between them and walked backwards into the tent, draping the coat over their father. When Noah woke up, he learned what had happened. He put a curse on the family of his youngest son and blessed the families of the other two. All three sons had large families with many children and grandchildren. Among all these people was a man by the name of Nimrod. He became the first dictator. He was known for his skill of hunting, and his kingdom was called Babylon. The people of Babylon realized that their potential was greater if they stayed together. They felt it best not to go throughout the world like God had said. So they built a tower. They went high into the sky, high enough so everyone could see it. They felt this would help keep them together. God looked at the tower and said, "People are disobeying my command. If they stay together, nothing will be impossible for them. Therefore, I'll have them talk many different languages." Suddenly, the people spoke many different languages. They were confused because they couldn't understand one another. They didn't know what was happening to them. Immediately, the work on the tower stopped. They formed groups according to their languages and moved to other parts of the world. The tower became known as the Tower of Confusion or the Tower of Babel. The oldest son of Noah was Shem. One of his descendants was a man named Peleg. His name means division, because at the time of his birth, the earth divided. His great-great-great-grandson was a man by the name of Abraham.